difficult as it is, we have to set aside anger and pick up vision. Anger feeds power. Our vision, our own vision, ends it. And I'm hoping we do more discussion around this issue of no longer talking about violence, but talking about coercion, because coercion outs power. I'm often at a play tot park playing with my grandchild. This week got to interact a little with a mom with an 8-month-old who also had a 3-year-old. She shared with me that her child had been labeled hyperactive, a very vibrant child. And she was on him like white on rice. I mean, when we don't give our children interaction with the earth so that they can disconnect from the master's voice, which is also in us, it'll be a long time before we get it fully out of us, then they can't develop their thought. They can't begin to slow down and hear. And so I suspect a lot of the hyperactivity is a way of trying to disconnect from that internalized discipline that are in the parents, all of us, all of us. They want to be able to think their own thoughts, no matter what this child did. No, can't do that. What about that? No, can't do that. I think we've got to, as Shel Silverstein said, to stop listening to the mustn'ts, the shouldn'ts, and instead realize that anything can happen. And if that child wants to do it, there is a real good chance he or she is right.